Truth is hate, and they hate it when I tell the truth. Oh boy, the website is harrythomas.club. That's where you can find the podcast, this show. I am the milkman, or am I the madman? I don't know. That's for you to decide. But the saga, which is it, my life, continues. It's incredible. Let me tell you, the amount of bad luck. I don't even know if I believe in luck or fate or anything like that. But I'll tell you what, life's been pouring it on me. It's certainly been pouring it on me. I haven't been putting out too many Harry Thomas shows, but there are some new ones up at bitshoot.com, The Real Harry Thomas Show, and a few videos up on YouTube. Probably going to tone that down over there because they keep censoring me. Now they're calling me hate speech. And it went from violating community standards to being a dangerous individual and organization that's spewing hate speech. Instead of medical misinformation, it's getting hate speech. And they're calling me dangerous individual and organization. I'm not very organized, I'll tell you that. I'm using what they call an Obama phone. It's the lifeline program of the government. So there's my big organization. There's Assurance. Assurance government phone. But on another note, I will be doing that show, the second part of that show, about my death experience 6 months after Jerry Garcia died in 1995, actually December 27th, 1995 to be exact. And I'll get around to it. I just haven't been around to it because it's just been so much stuff in my life, one right after another. I got major stuff still going on with my mom. She had COVID-19. They put her in the hospital. Then they put her in a nursing home, and I had no idea. It took me last time I seen her was on Easter, and then I went over there on Mother's Day, and she was gone. There was dirty dishes. The place smelled, and the plants were all drooped over. And I said, damn, she looks like she hadn't been here in a couple weeks. But I finally found out where she's at. I still haven't been able to call her or talk to her because she's deaf. And in the meantime, between Easter and Mother's Day, my card broke. I had a call, the axle dropped right in the middle of the road. I didn't have the money to get it towed right away that minute. Got tickets on it, and then I just added up all the work that it needed to be done, and I just sold it off to a tow truck company that come picked it up and scrapped it, or who knows what they do with them. Maybe someone looked at it and said this one could be fixed. But anyway, that's caused great hardship, great hardship. As far as not directly, I mean, directly in my life, but not just that, but in able to see my mom and try to get things going there with her. But so while that happens, I'm walking more, which I can't walk that far because I have heart conditions and my chest starts getting tight and I get out of breath. I because of that, I had developed some kind of blister on the back of my heel. And I went to soak it, and I don't know, somebody turned up the water heater here in this men's group home I'm still in. In some religious men's group home. But I didn't realize it, and I didn't realize how bad the neuropathy in my fingers have gotten, because I touched it, didn't seem too hot, but apparently it was scalding. So I ended up with scalding, blistering feet, 1 foot, because I was only soaking the one, thank God. So I had to go to the emergency room, and then my insurance don't want to cover bandages, so like I'm using paper towels and tape. And I finally got an appointment for Tuesday at the burn clinic, but heck, that's about two a lot of days after. I mean, this happened last Saturday. So I finally get to a burn clinic almost a week and a half later and have to, have no supplies except for what they wrap me up in the emergency room, which lasted a day. But the whole medical tyranny there was something, because I've noticed the medical establishments are horrendous. Here in Syracuse, New York, anyway. And I've been to every hospital and I've dealt with every hospital. Krause was, my mom was in there, but with the COVID. But, and she never even goes to that hospital. But that's, I found out where she, that she was there, and they sent her to a nursing home. But whether or not she really had COVID or not, I don't know. It was some home test. And then the last time I actually talked to her on the phone, she said she didn't have that. She tested positive, but she was feeling fine and she was just gonna have to quarantine. But I don't know. I wish I could talk to her. But the medical establishments that I've seen is everybody there at the emergency room was young, very young. It's like they lost all their experienced medical staff. A lot of the wings are closed because they just can't staff them, and they're blaming it on COVID. They're making it sound like it's they're overwhelmed because of COVID, and they are. Because COVID ran all the good medical staff out of there with their mandatory vaccinations. And I didn't even see a doctor. All I seen was they were on the phone with the doctor, describing the wound. And then every time they'd come back, doctor said this. The doctor said this. Well, where is these doctors? So and they would not listen. They didn't lock my wheelchair. I go to get out of it. I fall. I tell them I can't do crutches. Do it anyway. Try it. I fell as soon as I went to go out with my wounded leg that just got operated on 4 times and my bad shoulders and knees and everything. I went down. And they just would not listen to me. And I even asked her, I said, can you give me, float me, an extra gauze roll, to help get me through till I could figure out how to get bandages and stuff. And she said, oh, well, this is the last one. What are you talking about? An emergency room that doesn't have any more gauze rolls left? I mean, it's not even worth arguing with these staff members. It really isn't. But I haven't been doing too many shows. I'm getting ready to do something on their gender and biological attack. Their attack on gender. I'm going to do a show on that. Very sensitive material, but it needs to be covered. It's a big part of the New World Order agenda. And otherwise than that, they're just steadily going along playing that good cop, bad cop, which YouTube banned because I accurately predicted what was going on and what is going on. Is this good cop, bad cop? Is good cops NATO, bad cops Russia, and Putin in particular? And they're gonna scare these nations into joining NATO for protection. It's typical mob stuff. It's typical problem reaction solution, the Helgarian principles. I mean, they work pretty good. You get a problem, war, you get the reaction, protect us, and then you provide the solution, which is NATO. Now, Sweden and Finland, which traditionally have been neutral countries, right along there with Switzerland, that whole region, and they are joining NATO. So basically, what that means, they're joining the New World Order, world government. And we hear dictator Biden talking about our sacred oaths to NATO and our, agreements with NATO, and it's like this big sacred thing. And I've, he said right out that, they will uphold NATO's agenda, really with the full force of the American government behind it. And that's not sovereignty. That's not freedom. That is nothing but, complete dictatorship. It's a scientific dictatorship. They're pushing medical tyranny on us, and they're pushing for this race war. And what's coming up on the agenda is a roundup. They're setting the stage because that's what it went from community standards to being dangerous individuals. And now they're talking about, because of this shooting in Buffalo, they're the unelected dictator of New York, Kathy Hochul, has now are wa wants to activate an already defunct bureaucracy of investigating domestic terrorism through social media. And apparently, this has already been in place for a couple years now, but they've done nothing. But she's stirring up the pot. See, that's what they do. They put the infrastructure there and they say, oh, it's not for this, it's not for that. But then they cause the problem, Like they take that problem up in Buffalo and get the reaction, and now the governor's gonna be investigating hate speech on social media. And my good cop, bad cop video was banned for hate speech. Now I don't know who I was hating, the New World Order. I mean, that's really the only opposition that I was talking about. I did mention Klaus Schwab's name. So, who knows? You can't name names anymore of these cretins. These eugenicists, these transhumanist freaks. They want to drum up this race war and make it an attack on freedom of speech and the Second Amendment. With the guns, with this, these racist shootings, they're turning into their own political agendas. Now, with this particular one, I'm not a fan of whatever they are, them white nationalists, Ku Klux Klan, or them, and they got the right to speak, and they got the right to assemble. I don't like what they're doing. I don't agree with all that multi-type bullshit that them assholes spew. But I do defend their right to spew it. You know what I mean? And I defend their right to bear arms. You know? Just like our founding fathers wanted us to be able to defend ourselves against dictatorships and tyranny, which we're living far into the New World Order right now. We are in the grip of it. We are in the grip of the New World Order, and they're moving fast. As fast as they move is as fast as we awaken. So we're heading toward a peak, and I believe that peak, it might not even be a peak, but I know it's going to be at least a cavern and a mountainous region of this battle before the election. We're going to see false flags like you cannot believe. Shootings, false flags, racial outbursts, and you mark my words. They want to create a new world order out of chaos. And that's what they're doing. It's already created. See, the infrastructure's been being put in since the 40s. So, right now, we're coming to a head with it. And you might say, well, what's wrong, so wrong with globalism? What's so wrong with international bodies, world bodies, government? United Nations in particular, and the European unions and stuff. What exactly is wrong? Well, it takes away our own ownership over ourselves. See, the farther we go down into the land of lost sovereignty, the farther we are in the loss of our own individual sovereignties. Our own individual sovereignty is our right to govern ourselves without outside control. You know, and yeah, we live in a society and we have laws, and if I'm gonna live in this community, I know I you know I can't, if I go attack my neighbor, they're gonna throw me in jail. If I go steal from my neighbor, they're gonna throw me in jail. I destruct their property. I'm committing crime. If I'm driving out on the road and I'm just not stopping for any of the traffic rules, they call them traffic laws, but they're traffic rules, then I'm not being in agreement with what the rest of the community has agreed as safety measures when we're out operating heavy equipment that can kill people. So, there is a limit to the sovereignty, but they can't tell you what to do in your own home. And they can't tell you what to think. Although they do. There's a big brainwashing, campaign. Mostly all of us have been brainwashed. But the bottom line of this whole eugenics New World Order plan is a population reduction on this planet. And they're making us sick, and they've been making us sick through the stuff in the air and the water and the food for decades now. Decades. And they've increased the vaccinations, the inoculations that we have to take, and they're attacking the kids with all this stuff, these forced inoculations, and they're attacking the kids' minds through the educational system, and this whole, Hollywood thing, and the video game. It's a massive brainwashing campaign out there, and it's working real well. So you got that. But pretty much right now, what we're seeing is shootings, political agendas, and a continuation of the agenda to separate and not only separate us from each other, but destroy the middle class family unit. They started it with the economics, forcing all families into a, well, most families into a two income, in order to, both parents needed to work. And then with all the social dysfunction that's being taught, you've got divorces and you've got step families and all different kinds of variations which affect the dynamic, the family dynamic. And now, with the if they could destroy the middle class, they can destroy everything. The economy's got to go. We're living on borrowed time with the economy, the way it is. These derivatives have all disappeared, and everything is in shell companies. It's all set up. It's all set up so these big giant assholes could live in their underground bunkers in the South Pacific. And they're all heading out there. They're gonna watch all this go, from their underground cities and stuff that they, their mansions, their underground utopias that they built for themselves. But as long as there's still billions of us left here, what's happening is also with this family unit being destroyed, our health is destroyed. So we're weak, we're dumbed down, we're weak, we're ductile. And really, the majority of the human beings on the planet right now are defenseless against the New World Order. And it's not even anything that they even consider as part of anything that affects their lives because they're just trying to eat. So that's what's going on, and I'll probably do a little show about this buffalo thing, and then I'm gonna do a special report on the transgender agenda. And there is an agenda behind it, and it's been coming and being set up for a long time, and believe it or not, it started with the feminist movement. And these are things, boy, they set up that, oh, you can't criticize it. You can't talk bad about any of that stuff, or you are just a demon. And that's why they hate it when I tell the truth. And that's why you've been listening to Truth is Hate. You can find everything that is Harry Thomas at harrythomas.info, harrythomasshow.com, and Harry Thomas Club. HarryThomas.club, I mean. Now, on this, I've got, I don't know, 11 chapters of the mastery book. Now, this is channeled text. I'm not saying that I full-heartedly believe that, extraterrestrial beings can communicate and with human beings and create these channeled texts. But I don't disbelieve it either. I wasn't there, I didn't see it. But I do find it very interesting, and I find the information that's being given very accurate with a lot of the other stuff that I've encountered in that realm. And it's pretty baseline stuff. And so it's the Book of Mastery, and it's Paul, oh, Selgig, I think. And it's very interesting stuff. There's other stuff out there like the Book of One, which was a channeled text of a guy, a married couple named John and Carla. And she ended up dying in the middle of one of the book series. But that was a channeled text. And then there's another woman who wrote a very nice book, channeled book, Erin, I think her name is. I don't know. I wish my memory was better, but I got that Book of Mastery up, and for however long, but download it, listen to it, and share it. I'm gonna be doing the my reporting on my death experience 6 months after Jerry Garcia died. Myself, I've been, like I said, trying to take care of my foot and my mother, and looking, trying to get out of this stupid transitional group home, which they don't help me any, but it's not even a real program. They just take the only time I see the guy comes, gets my rent every month, and that's it. And then most of the place is a bunch of drug addicts and thieves. But so I'm trying to, keep up with what I'm doing, keep up with the stuff. But Pot-O-Matic had they've messed with the main show, Harry Thomas show. They said I'm over budget, basically. So I deleted everything but three shows, and they're still showing me 700% over storage limit. So I quit paying them. And then the real thing for real people, that laptop is just not cooperating. I'm down to doing 20, 25 minute videos on BitChute because it just keeps eating up some kind of space in there, and I can't get the cash back. But whatever, it is what it is, and it'll be what it'll be. And I will keep telling the truth because the truth will set you free. And in times of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. Thank you for listening.